some shit.
Beyond that, they killed their vibrant community.
Beyond they killed their vibrant community with a simple that. App. Their simple freaking...
Oh, yeah, during the training, I'm like, can we issue storm reports to the Slack channel? And she stopped almost as though, I didn't want to mention this. But yes, you can issue them through the Slack app because we're always monitoring it, no problem. But unfortunately, most of the people in that spotter class don't have access to it.
Why?
Because they don't. They're not allowed. Oh. They're just
if weather you're, if spotters. You're, hmm? They're just weather spotters.
Correct. Like if you're in the amateur radio thing, you might not necessarily have access to the Slack thing. You might just be part of that. Like you report to your net.
Your net control, yeah.
And then they report in. And meanwhile, I'm kind of in the middle because I'm part of the media. I happen to also get my spotter certification so that I'm one of the guys giving in the reports and I'm one of the people getting the reports at the same time because yep. I don't want to be a jerk off sitting there going, give me your stuff, guys. I want to know how to actually act, like go out and record data correctly. And when I have people help me get data, like give me storm or snow reports, I know they're getting accurate data too. Technically, I'm allowed to train people to be spotters, and then you guys could just.
Oh hell yeah! You can train me now.
Yeah.
And then oh I fuck yeah!
Give you like, and then you get the train.
Cody's like from Jefferson Heights.
Yeah, exactly. Just train me now.
From Catskill Heights.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's so much different than Well, it could be. It could be pretty different from Palinville.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do you know how to do it?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do a snowboard?
A snowboard. Well, I would have to put it someplace that. It's relatively shielded from drift, and I would have to.
Oh, that's the actual fall.
That's basically the main thing. It doesn't get fallen off.
Incorrect. It doesn't have to be shielded at all.
Really? So
you want it as far away from anything as you can. In the middle of a field would be the best.
Well, that would be.
You want to be at least 50 to 100 feet away from trees or house if you can.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what makes disproportionate. Wind tunnels, which would cause the drift.
And you would need a white painted 24-inch by 24-inch board with, and you would have to be able to measure the center.
Orange stakes, orange markings, every.
That doesn't matter. They actually say just walk up to it with a ruler. Stick a ruler.
With a ruler?
Yeah.
Well, if the ruler's on the board.
You can do that, but the ruler might interfere with collection on the board. You want it to be like it was.
Why?
Just a field left open.
Why would it interfere with collection?
Wind currents. Just a little obstruction. Wind could be there.
The ruler is a board.
Maybe the ruler is not perfectly white and it collects some photons and irradiates heat.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that, of course. Okay, sure.
No, dude, their accuracy, they're like, one of the questions was, we want our when you do a snow report, you can round up to nearest half inch.
No. Are you fucking...
That was a joke.
You're talking to me about accuracy? And you're talking about inches? Fuck you. Science units.
That's some bullshit.
Oh, no, everything on the entire presentation was entirely metric, and I'm like, where's these inches coming from? Come on.
Yeah. No.
25 millimeters.
Well, because you can report snow in inches if you just got a ruler, and you did it right.
Yeah.
You just go out there and measure your snowboard, and you're like 4 inches exactly. You can send in that stuff.
Nah, man, I would give you a caliper measurement down to the thousandth of the inch.
Dude, they would know.
On four sides of
you would help eliminate, they would appreciate the accuracy. They really would. Not everybody's that good, though.
True.
Not everyone's.
Truthfully speaking, that would be kind of terrible.
Yeah. It's all data. It would just be one more.
Did you crush the snow when you put the caliper down?
Did I put the the little
did
tiny?
Did you breathe on it?
Yeah, right.
Quality of the snow.
Did I squeeze the anvil a little bit too far into the dirt?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, if you're doing storm reporting, you need to be positioned correctly to report on a storm, because if a storm is moving this way, you need to be perpendicular to it and hopefully out of its advance, so that you can gauge upsloping and different aspects of the storm, like, visually. Like, that's kind of cool. It sucks we got mountains and lots of trees.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right out in the Midwest.
How are you supposed to see that?
That's still cool. Good tips. I learned a little tiny bit.
That's pretty cool.
Did I tell you how many, like, how far I heard from that spot on Matt's Hill?
No.
I heard all the way up to Skodak.
Nice.
You got bounce?
Well, not bounce. No, it's just
line of sight.
More or less, yeah.
That
a little bit of obstruction,
me.
But yeah, I mean, it was through trees and all that shit, but you know, yeah. once you took away the vegetation, you could see all the way to Skodak. You could see all the way down to the furthest south.
I know.
Furthest south I calmed with was Taconic, or just outside of Taconic.
Crunchy.
I was hearing some people, but I heard you talking to a lot more than I could reach.
Yeah, I would imagine that because just that fucking whole hill, that ridge just blocks everything from you, dude.
I could hear more people once I got, like, it was weird. I was at my house, I couldn't hear as many
people.
Were
they all scratchy and shit?
Some were clear as day.
Oh, really? To any names?
Not that
no.
I recall. I didn't get, but, like,
Captain
I could
Hand
hear...
Job. Captain Handjob.
Yeah, Captain Handjob, that's right. What was the name you gave me? Pedro McFucking... I don't know what.
Oh, my God.
Pedro McBonerville, that's right.
Yeah, McBonerville.
On the fucking email. Like, what the fuck?
Then it was like, okay, fine. Those are great names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Who gave him that name? Who did that?
It's all Joe's fault.
Is it Joe did that? Okay, that makes sense.
I'm now immortalized as McBoner villain. At least somebody's mind.
Like everyone in this room.
They actually, like, somebody went.
Send.
If anybody asks me, I will
post.
Pen. That's his name.
I appreciate that.
I saw the birth certificate.
Cody McBonerville.
Let's produce one. I can 3D print like a seal and just emboss it into the fucking forged document.
Yeah.
McBonerville. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Turn these mics off. For...
Oh, yeah, I'm giving somebody ideas.
No. When we implement our plans, I don't want anybody...
What, to have somebody officially recognized with the name McBonerville? Yeah, sure.
Oh my God. Well, it's better than, you know, naming your kid Adolf Hitler.
We could run it.
That's
kind of
funny.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Naming your kid...
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Meth is great. Meth is awesome.
Oh, that one, that was recent. That was this summertime.
What?
Yeah, that was like a couple weeks ago.
That was like in Australia or New Zealand or something, right?
Someone wanted to see if it would beat the baby registry. They were a journalist, and they were doing it as part of the story because they wanted the baby name to be caught and flagged, and they had to go through the process of getting the right baby name as a story, except it wasn't caught and flagged, and their baby's now named, like, Meth is Awesome.
I don't know. It's as funny as what was, like, that article that I found about the guy that tricked Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
The energy drink.
Yep.
Who's selling pee?
Piss bottles from...
Oh!
You know, yeah. To raise awareness about the Amazon delivery driver piss bottle controversy.
I ordered something from one of the YouTubers. Next month, hopefully I don't show up with an energy drink.
Yeah.
I show up with... Strike gum!
Strike gum. What does that do?
Workout gum.
Workout
that's
gum.
That's designed for fucking soldiers. Instead of energy drinks, it's the gum that's supposed to keep you going. It's basically stims and gum.
So it's like a fucking caffeine pill, but you chew on it?
Plus, plus.
Oh.
All this stuff from a Monster Energy drink with Alpha B plus all the extra. He's like, I work for a professional.
Everything that isn't
this.
Amphetamine.
Just shy of it.
Yeah, just shy.
Or just what came
from.
Yo,
no,
what
I
they
really
can,
wish it was.
What they can get away with, yeah.
It's basically chemically the same. Just slightly changed.
Anyway.
From a Chinese lab.
Hell yeah.
North Korean.
Oh, even Dodger?
That's the methy lab.
This guy was one of the motherfuckers buying fucking research chems off the dark web.
Is this thing on?
No, he wasn't.
It's gone now. I mean, really.
Pond Manda in you.
What? Huh? What?
We used to buy from this guy called Pond Man because his website was Pond Maintenance.
Pond Maintenance?
It was Pond Maintenance. And here's my list of pond maintenance chemicals. 5-methoxydiazepropyltryptamine. Great for your fish. $200 a gram. Please send cash.
Oh my god.
Because they weren't illegal, and it was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know what that does to
Wasn't
me,
illegal.
And I know what that does to
Anybody
my kids.
Want, sugar soda?
What the hell is that?
Honey, passion fruit, sugar soda.
All right, these guys aren't going for it. I'll take it.
These guys are like,
I
think they can stir it more because it has the honey out.
That looks refreshing. That looks
the seeds.
Or disturbing. I don't know what
it is. Good? Looks good.
Lily coil,
yeah.
And honey.
Jill tried to give me this fucking lemonade with hot sauce.
It's good.
I had
lemonade with hot sauce?
Shave ice in Arizona with, with pineapple habanero sauce on it.
Huh.
It was
sounds good.
Good,
man.
Well, that sounds
kind of habanero on half of it, and the other half had this lily koi on it. But then on below the shave ice was vanilla ice.
Oh,
my god, it was good. It had a bite to it.
I could see that the pineapple on it being good, Perry.
Like that
with
would be
the
a
ice
good,
cream
like,
on the bottom.
That sounds like a great wing sauce, right? Pineapple habanero.
Yeah, it had the sweet hot. Right? Mm. Shave ice.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Okay.
You good?
You're good too?
Yeah. I'll try it, so.
He's like, yeah.
I have AIDS.
That's not how you get AIDS.
No, it's not.
I was going to say,
not
if
at
anything,
all.
That's fine. It's the hepatitis you're going to get.
I have the herpagona syphilitis, my friend.
That is pretty good.
Syphilis.
Worth it.
Yeah. So we had.
That is good.
We had something. It was in Hawaii. That's where we went. We had something lily koi. Oh, we have the lily koi thing. It's lily koi. And then they turned. The waitress turned to Molly and said, "That's passion fruit."
Lily koi is the.
Passion fruit.
Yeah.
Passion fruit. But she had to translate it for the Irish girl.
Well, now I know what the hell you're talking about. Thank you. At least.
It's good, though.
You can't expect us parochials to know what the fuck lily koi means in your native language.
I'm like, is this like a did you squeeze a fish?
A koi fish? Did you squeeze a koi fish into this?
Lily koi, it's good. It tastes good, right?
Like yeah.
My aunt used to have trees like this in her farm, and she would make us the juice from it.
Good shit. Good shit. Thanks for sharing.
Lily koi.
And honey, you said.
And honey.
So it's sweet a little bit.
It's sweet, and it definitely has sugar in there too. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
To America. Can't avoid sugar.
I mean, Hawaii got spam.
They got spam.
They got spam from us.
Oh my god, my brother bought some. Filipino something.
What's wrong with spam?
Sausage. And that was a special spam we got from a Filipino restaurant store.
Lavaganza?
Nice.
It started with a T. I forget what the name of it, but you can't hardly get it anywhere. Like, it doesn't exist. It's like, oh my god, they got it.
Did you catch the last little bit of discussion me and Joe were having? Mm. Okay. On the burn little exchange that we have. Those same Hawaiians on the Meshtastic Discord are the way they were discussing spam of all things and how much they love to make things with spam.
They love spam. But there's about 80 different flavors of spam in Hawaii. The aisle is like 12 feet of different things.
Interesting.
And the dude was like, you know, the only bad thing about it is that you can't get the giant pound cans like from Europe. They sell in Europe or wherever it is.
Fuck up, why?
No. get more bang for your buck there.
My guys down in Philly, they got this shit called Scrapple.
Oh God, Philly?
That was Scrapple.
Oh my God,
it's Spam, it's salty. In like a giant it fucking
is,
log.
It's like ham. It's closer to ham because
yeah, it is closer to ham.
But it's also way saltier than Spam. You're like, what the fuck is this? It's really salty.
Yeah.
Like if I say it's really salty, it's fucked up.
And they come and they bring like a block of it. Like, nah, it's great. That was nice.
Scrapple is way too salty. Holy shit.
I'm like, nah, thanks. Bring me a fucking cheesesteak. I'm good.
Salty, hard, chewy, like harder than ham.
Is it still mechanically separated, then glued together?
Wow, yeah. It is 100% processed. It is not good for you. That is not good for anything.
It needs more salt to hide the taste. In Philly, they do things a little dirtier.
I've discovered, Spam is like almost all of it is pork shoulder, right? So that's less favorable part of the meat.
Yeah.
From the other side, they have, at the CSAs, they have shoulder bacon.
Shoulder bacon?
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
How do
oh
you?
Oh, my God. It has some fat in it, so it's like it's not like Spam where it's not.
The cut's got to be like this small, right?
No, actually, no? They're fairly big.
They're like this.
They're about that big.
Yeah, right? That sounds about
are
right.
Are they more like a little more like a pork chop than bacon?
It's closer
when it goes through the curing process, and depending on how they cut it, it's gonna be tender as fuck.
It's gonna be tender as fuck because there's a lot of fat and there's stuff in it. But it actually is closer to pastrami.
Yep.
Imagine pastrami bacon.
Oh. Yep.
Shoulder bacon.
That's really good.
No.
Yes, please.
I bring a package.
I've also heard the back bacon described that way.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's better than back bacon.
Really, it's better than back bacon.
Oh hell yeah. Wow. Because back bacon is also rendered and sometimes whatever, but this shoulder stuff is just right off of it. So you get it might be a little gristly here or there, but it's also very fatty and like pastrami. Yeah, I'll get another package of it.
That sounds good.
Damn, dude.
Sounds good.
We'll cook it up. We'll cook it up. The shoulder bacon.
We'll have a backyard cookout.
Secret of Columbia County.
Where do they sell that at?
Picasa? CSA and probably some other ones. I don't know what. It's not from Grimaldi. I forget who made it. Somebody out there does it.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Where is that one show up?
Letterbox?
No, Letterbox.
Letterbox is right there when you take the back way into Hudson.
Okay.
Right, where all the whatever that back way.
9 and the 23 sort
of. Right there by Eager Farms.
Okay.
Oh, Eager Farms.
So you go the back way.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
like the old cement plants.
23
down there.
The old cement plants. So you go into Hudson and it's. It's after.
What Cody said. 9. Past the old Kaz plant.
Yeah.
It's after affordable storage and before accountable storage. It's between those
two. All right, so Letterboxd CSA.
The CSA is pretty good because, like...
I think the sign's pretty obvious. I think I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, they also have a big parts of trees that fell in front of their farmhouse they haven't cleared up.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
You've seen that?
They cleaned it up, I think.
It was a
couple,
was
like a week ago.
It was like an old... It was a fruit tree or something that was out there, like a pear tree or something that was gigantic. Got taken down early.
Yuppers.
But they have, they'll have their own stuff there, and you can pick the, you can cut your own herbs and flowers for the garden whenever you want. And
that's
then good. A part of your CSA is put into this account, and then you can get whatever everyone else is giving or trading with them, which is typically steelhead, trout. They have meats and whatever that are really highly priced, and the shoulder.
Sounds fucking good.
Big ass chicken pot pies you put on your account there or whatever.
No. Are we still on? We are still on.
Chicken pot pie.
Yeah, I won't discuss
Thanksgiving's
that
coming up, and that's going to be this episode because fuck it. I mean, we're not going to, like, Thanksgiving will come and go before our next episode.
Before our Christmas episode. That's right. People will be listening to this.
Okay. Yeah, the next one's going to be the Christmas episode.
This month is the one with the fifth Thursday.
Oh, there's 5.
That's right. Yep, there are 5 Thursdays.
5 weeks. It's a really late Thanksgiving.
Fucker, you're going to make me wait for it. No, wait, isn't... Oh, wait, that's right. which also means that the Black Friday season will be shortened, so the violence will be intensified this year. You will have less shopping days left to decapitate your fellow shoppers for those deals for your children.
I don't get it. Why?
Why what?
Well, we haven't had... No, last year was no Black Friday violence. It was all chill.
No. I'm just saying, like Thanksgiving's going to be late.
Yeah, right.
I'm tired of fighting for you.
Not doing it.
Well, this year they're bringing it back. We're going to be concentrating the sales into, 4 weeks instead of 5 weeks? No, get for your kids, get for your boss, get for your mail lady. This is capitalism, folks. We have to keep the world going. That is what Christmas is for. That is why Black Friday is Black Friday. Most people don't remember what the naming, what the nomenclature comes from. It is when everybody's ledgers go from red to black. This is a good thing for the stores. Black Friday is awesome for fucking Walmart, not you. You are the dumbasses being led into the places for these great sales. And they fucking get you to fight each other over it. It is beautiful. You are cattle, and I hope you realize it.
Instead, what you should do is wait for Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Bullshit. You can't stab nobody through your computer.
I get free shipping from Amazon all the time.
I know. I was going to say.
Or B&H, my favorite for buying electronics.
Or B&H. Yeah, you're right. Or eBay for...
I keep forgetting to go to this.
$170 gas regulators that are supposed to cost $450 that are new old stock that fell out of a truck that was supposed to go to a bus station.
Yeah, they fell out of a truck.
I don't know.
Just like our coffee machine. That also fell off the back of a truck.
Well, I don't know. I mean, laugh about that, but like somebody came into the phone company once and was trying to sell me like specialty like fiber optic parts.
I'm what?
Like, yeah, get out of here. There's
specialty?
Well, like so
multi-mode fucking
No. So it was for a distribution cabinet.
Yeah.
It was a pigtail part. And I'm like,
"Oh. Wow.
Where'd you get this from?" Like, why do you have this? This is not something normal.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
Is it like a very specialty part?
To be fair, he could have picked it up from P&T Surplus. He could have.
Where did P&T Surplus get it from?
Oh no!
Anybody that dropped it off and
Yeah, those guys.
They're post-industrial.
Yeah, those guys are legit.
Like yeah. I get lab equipment and shit there. Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
I have a couple of mirrors from there, like laser mirrors.
Oh, nice. Yep.
They'd have two or three 40 footers would show up every week from IBM.
Dropping off stuff
when IBM was still.
Dude, you could get a bazooka there. I've poked pictures.
Yeah.
Not the ammo, but the bazooka.
That's crazy.
They don't give a fuck. They'll sell it.
I
appreciate that about them.
Yeah. I've seen like full size like X-ray equipment being taken apart.
Yep. Yep.
Like, this parts look fresh. Like this isn't timed out completely.
I could make a scanning electron microscope with this shit.
Put it in a van.
I did go there once. They sold like dirty stickers and.
Dirty stickers, yeah. They had those. Stickers. They have a few of those.
Shiny stickers.
Yeah. All sorts of manners of stuff.
Shenanigans.
I always get like something for my yard, like my car, like the hat that I got with all the mesh around the top. That's nice and cool. I got that there $5.
Yeah.
Lucy bought mannequins.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
for real?
Nice.
Awesome.
Those are there for a while.
Nice.
Yeah. And there's still bins of just mannequin pieces sticking out. It's great for Halloween.
He's got a mannequin, like a foam reproduction of one of those Bob mannequins out front that looks like it's been used for fucking knife practice.
Yeah.
Like somebody's.
It was.
Yeah.
I bought some.
I gotta make my own. That's a cool thing.
I bought some from a pipe organ there once.
Oh, yeah?
I think I gave them the Mapu or.
Yeah, I remember those. They were wooden, right?
Yeah, the wooden.
It was wooden pipe organ.
There's tons of them, but I found the tones that I liked.
So somebody went in there and tried to get the whole set, and it was like, what the fuck? It's missing a few notes. He's got them.
It's missing the good one.
Part of pipe organ, and it ended up in P&T Surplus.
That must have been fun when IBM was going. I mean,
oh my god, they must have tons of shit, right?
They still get a little bit of good stuff every now and then, I think, from industrial stuff.
Which is, shocks me. Like, they could get post-industrial stuff like now.
A bit of course.
Yeah, because we are so deep into post-industrial, you know, anything in this region.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even considering, like, you know, 30 miles out. From Ulster County, that is.
Yeah.
The fact that they still get stuff is kind of crazy.
If anybody would like to look at their wares on eBay, simply go look for Root then, and Rummage.
Root and Rummage?
That's their username.
Really?
Hmm.
I thought it...
I tracked them down.
Root
and Rummage on eBay.
Do they actually list what they have?
Yes.
Some stuff?
I
guarantee it's not...
It's not
the dad. It's his son doing that stuff.
Yeah, it is. I had to argue with that son one day in his shop over stuff I wanted. And he's like, no, I'm going to sell that online. I'm like, well, I'm fucking putting it out here.
You're like, I want it now.
You put it out for sale. The sign says for sale. Well, fucking sell it.
Yeah. Sell it to me.
Well, you shouldn't have done that. I don't care.
Yeah, name your price. Come on, man.
No. The price is there.
Oh, it was already priced?
Yes.
Yeah, most things are priced there. Most things. And they'll give you a discount.
That was kind of like the...
If he priced it, you know, his son gives less discounts, but...
Yeah, I don't go there when his son's there. If his son's there...
How would you even know?
Because I walk around the store.
Oh.
And one of her...
Goes like, I'm not buying.
Standing there.
I'm not buying.
Like, I walk around for 5 minutes and get a general idea, like, okay, that area I'm going to find some shit. That area I'm going to find some shit.
Yeah.
And I know right now it's just the old man up front. Maybe the son's in back. Dicking around. Good. I'm not going to see his fucking face. Awesome. Old man's awesome. Old man's, like, great.
Like, he'll be like, oh, you're buying a big ticket item? Take it for the price of the big ticket item plus $10.
Yeah.
Here you go. That's everything else added in.
Yeah. Exactly. No, what you do is, instead, I don't do big ticket items, but I do a pile. Yeah. I'm like, I want all of this. And you'll go, $50. Like, you'll just ignore half of this stuff and just go, give me money. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then.
That's the greatest story.
Remember, folks, pay in cash.
Really better than any industrial store I've been to in America, including the 6 in L.A.
Really?
Well, as far as just the way they play it, like, it's just, just whatever. Well, yeah.
The Ravina antique store is like that, too. The junk shop.
A Ravina?
The Ravina thrift store.
Yeah. Check out with a little card.
I love that place. Yeah, that's another favorite of mine.
Really, a bunch of pieces.
Cool.
Some random stuff there sometimes.
Yeah. It's always like, I'm getting a hat and a 4,000-ton puller.
Yeah.
And some x-ray equipment and some audio equipment and some lab equipment.
Usually when I go to P&T, I find some big-ticket item that I actually want to, and then a whole bunch of little things that I pick up. And I'm like, okay, I want this huge thing and a whole bunch of little things. That's what I want.
And if for some reason P&T Surplus is listening, this is the Thingularity radio program, and we love donations.
They asked for donations recently.
Give us a discount. We're plugging you.
They themselves asked for donations.
Yeah, they're like, you could just drop shit off in the back.
Not that kind of donation, like monetary.
Cash.
Oh.
Like they had problems with their cash flow.
You're a business, not a charity.
People
in between the two, I'm gonna say. By our own explanation.
No. This is goodwill.
By our own explanations, they kind of are like half of a charity.
Between the two.
It's somewhere. It's in a gray zone, but people like them enough that they donated a whole lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. People like Tim and Tim Jr.
Tim and Tim.
Yeah, the Smiths.
Yeah, that's cool.
People are dumb.
However you feel about that.
I think that's fucking retarded.
I'd rather them be here than to be out of business.
This is true.
Well,
think of all the joy they
bring. Even if they, fuck themselves for my benefit and your benefit and whoever else's benefit on the prices and they didn't make enough cash flow, I'd rather them be here. Than not.
Okay. No, that's fine. Like, technically, I benefit from their existence, but from a capitalist point of view, that's just
Oh, yeah. Evaluating it just based on that, yeah, it's totally retarded. They screwed up, you know, by any measure in that system, they should fail. But that's not the only measure.
There's the idea of, what do they call it? A public resource. My sister's company has actually sort of described it, that...
public benefit? Not really so much.
Cultural resource? That's not the word either.
No. Doesn't really capture it.
It doesn't really have... No, there's another word for it, though, that where something is, you know...
Kind of like serving a niche market, which doesn't really get served otherwise.
It's just a niche market, well, but there's actually a value to it above and beyond its transactional value.
Where that money came from.
Yeah.
Why? Dirty. What are you talking about?
They're not like... it seems... The place does seem kind of shady.
No.
What, that place? Yeah, it does a little bit.
It was a Kickstarter campaign. Normal-ass people did it.
I'm talking about, like, I don't just judge the place by the owners. I judge it by all the people I've seen in there. I've met hundreds of people in that shop. 90% of them I wish didn't exist.
What are you talking about? Artists and tinkerers?
That no. I mean, no. Never mind. I'm
fuck do you see there?
Don't worry about it.
Meth addicts?
You're talking about 30% of the group I'm
seeing? Oh. I mean, alright, I guess.
There's a whole bunch of people, and I don't think those people are the ones that donated money.
I think you're misidentifying some people, but maybe not.
It's a group. Like, there's, like... But I also generally don't like people. I would only like maybe 2 or 3% of the people walking in any place. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm not a good judge of character.
People when I get like a blinders when I am in there, like I sort of know
you start
those people, but I'm
start looking
at
all
at,
the things.
Looking
there's
at
too much fun things.
Yeah,
exactly. It's too much it's
true, but
object to focus
loud,
on.
Irritating conversations that walk through the store.
your conversation is bleeding into my consciousness. Shut up.
That's where it comes from. I'm sorting bowls here, asshole. Could you shut the fuck? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I actually bought a...
Now, just be happy you're not Tim.
No.
You're not Tim. Have to deal with all of them.
Yeah, because he has to sit there and talk to them.
Yeah, I
oh, my God, that poor guy.
You seem...
Fuck!
It's his thing, the owner.
He's the owner.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
I brought my own thread.
He looks like a youthful Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he's kind of pretty close.
Youthful, so still fully gray, you know.
The bolts are not organized.
Eh.
No, that's why
they are kind of gray.
Well, there's two bins that I go into all the time that are like black oxide Allen heads.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God. They're like gigantic ones to the tiniest ones. SAE and metric all together.
Oh, no.
Like, you got to bring your own thread checker, and you're like, hey, sitting out there for an hour. But it's fun.
Yeah, you bring the bolt hunter.
And you're like, all right.
Because you know you're going to get these bolts, you know, cheaper than if you had to go online and pick them up.
I walk into a store with calipers in my hand.
Unless it's a pain in the ass. Yeah. I'd rather play with the bolts. Yeah, it is kind of a special place. It's a cultural icon.
Yeah. Whenever I'm going like Kingston to Newburgh or anything like that, I'll run to Beale Street and be like, oh, I'm going to just stop in and say hi.
It's one of the few hardware stores that I actually get excited about going to.
Exactly. And
you're like, ooh, I'm going to stop at P&T today. I bet they got some weird. I'm definitely walking out of there with a handful of shit. Like,
I've managed to walk out of there with nothing before, but,
yeah,
you know, it's happened a handful of times.
You didn't walk in there with $20 in your pocket, I'm telling you.
No, I would go in there fully prepared to buy something. It's just we wouldn't have, you know, what I wanted.
That's fair. I mean,
which is expected for a surplus shop.
I want a place like that. I could see having a sanitation service and a surplus shop.
Wait.
They just
that's
feed
kind
each
of
other.
The transfer station
as
in, halfway there.
You?
Yeah.
You own it and operate it? Oh, wow.
Because think about it. Anybody could, like...
Joe wants a place. He wants to look like Sanford and Son.
Sanitation services can be built from the ground up. We watch it happen around here all the time.
Yeah.
So you could just... All you need is a truck and people willing to do business with you. And their garbage is a resource. You can get rid of it, but a lot of that stuff could simply be cleaned, rebuilt, and resold. And I'm really good at all sorts of stuff like that. So, like, old appliances, I could just have, like, a small resale bills business where here's all the reclaim that I've done.
I feel like there was one in Schenectady for a while.
There's one in Albany on the ass end way into the dock area. You come up 144.
Pearl? South Pearl?
I think so.
Yeah, that's Pearl Street. It's right on the riverfront.
There's this one place that's right there, like four doors down from the one guy that's always begging on the corner. It's this weird...
Okay.
You know that?
It's a garage door that's halfway up, but if you like go underneath it, it's a whole showroom of like appliances. Like washing machines and dryers and dishwashers. And it's all stuff he's ripped out of renovated buildings. So you get them at a good deal.
Wow.
You gotta know what hole to crawl in to go get it. I don't know how I fucking found that place. I think I found it on the internet once. And then, like, I called the guy and I talked to him. He said, yeah, come on down. Just go in this hole and you're good. And I'm like, okay, fuck it.
Go in this hole.
Sounds like
it's not a hole anymore. It's a showroom. But and you got, but you got to show up when they're there. They're only there, like, on a Tuesday in the afternoon. Okay, so...
Yeah, sure.
But you're
what
also.
What is it, Zimbardo's? Have you ever been that place?
Zimbardo's?
Where's the Zimborski's?
Yeah, that's in Kingston.
That place is nuts.
It is.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's very expensive, though.
Right? Oh, it has?
I think it has. Like,
it used to be like dirt cheap. I went in there, but it was like. I think I only went to like the second floor because I felt like the third floor must be just an absolute disaster. But, like, you literally, like, sneak through these piles.
Yeah.
And they had cast iron tubs to... They had old radiators. They had lamps.
Old-ass hand...
Anything that you could think of was in there.
I think they had old-ass hand tools.
Yeah.
Fucking... They pick up a lot of old stuff. Stuff that gets ripped out of old buildings.
Huge architecture.
Doors. Windows.
They did. They had, like, stained glass windows.
Yeah.
Like... KFC sign or Dunkin' Donut signs.
Really? You've seen that in there before?
Yes, I have.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's Zaborski's. It's
I would get above the industrial.
I know what, you get above the second floor?
Yeah. Yeah, there's four floors, aren't there? Are there four floors?
I think there's four floors.
Yeah, you can go through all four floors. They have product on every floor of, you know, different kinds. Some floors are not as interesting as others, but what?
No, this sounds like a
It is, dude.
It is the biggest architectural salvage.
It's like a giant. What was it? A sewing mill?
It was like a factory.
Yeah, some kind of factory.
There's tons of furniture. There's tons of.
What street is it on?
Off of Broadway, catty corner from the Midtown.
It's by the
Dallas Wieners, like where the old post office used to be, right near Rite Aid. But
it's.
South side of Broadway.
Broadway.
Big ass building behind us. Another.
Yeah, you'll
behind
see
Rite
it.
Behind Rite Aid, actually. It is behind Rite Aid, right?
It's been a while since I've been there, but you'll see it set back. It's huge. It's four stories. You know, it's a big factory. Big brick factory. You kind of can't miss it if you know what you're looking for.
But if you're talking about the area I'm thinking of, there's a lot of factories in that area.
No, there's just, just only one thing right there.
Yeah, it's in
middle of Broadway behind
It's like the one factory building in a mainly residential area. There might be like a church there, I think, nearby, but that's it.
Yeah, literally right literally right behind Rite Aid.
Behind the Rite Aid?
Rite Aid. It's there.
Yeah.
Alright. Joe's all like,
he's tuckered out.
I'm tuckered out.
I'm getting there.
I thought he took a little nap. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not far behind you.
You're fading?
Exactly.
You usually don't stay this long.
No.
Nothing's going on tonight?
No, April 4th.
Oh, gotcha.
April 4th. So that's good.
That's why you're
like, we do the show, and then I go get Avalon, and I go home.
Oh, okay.
Which
gotcha.
Is always good.
Yeah. Oh, man, I went to the Korean restaurant north of the airport this week with Albany from Asian Market Pickup.
Is that the one in Latham?
It's Latham. Yeah, it's called Soul Garden or something.
Is it in the plaza but like a Harbor Freight?
No, that's not that one. This one's okay. North of the airport.
That one's better?
Yeah, it's a little family one. Oh my God. They've gotten even better than they were before COVID.
Wow.
I went to nice.
Do you mind sharing where that is?
Huh? What is that?
Do you mind sharing where that is? Because I'll make a pilgrimage.
Oh, man. So not only do they have the kimbap rolls, which, you know, I always claim that I told them to make over there. Because I did. See, freaking Hilo. It's like, no, you need to put kimbap rolls. You're like, nah, nobody. Korean. No, put it on there. It's
nobody will eat kimbap like unless they're Korean.
Oh, they do?
Including cool. One of them that has tonkatsu, pork katsu in it instead of the bulgogi. Oh, God, that's really good. Yeah. Oh,
Greek to me.
And they still have the, like, you have to have two people to get the
tonkatsu. What is that? It's pork chops.
Ooh.
Pork cutlets.
It's yeah. Little Korean restaurant. Schenectady Road.
I bought something from Harbor Freight recently, and it disappointed me.
Big surprise. What was it?
It was like I had to tell people. If it's a solid piece of metal, it's okay to buy.
Share it onto the feed.
But if it's anything more complicated than that, you're rolling the dice.
What was it?
A hydraulic splitter.
Oh, right.
Hand splitter. Not electric, not gas. It's an I-beam with a 10-ton jack. Bottle
what?
Jack.
Hmm.
Oh, that's...
And two levers. One was a faster one, and one was a slower, higher pressure one.
Yeah.
And I was ripping pieces of hickory apart with it until one of the pumps blew on it. Then just started.
Like a seal blew out?
Yeah.
Fuck. Of course.
I ripped it apart. I replaced it myself.
You went and replaced the seal?
The cylinder damaged. Oh. It was damaged.
Oh, the cylinder was damaged.
Yeah, the seal wasn't enough to get the.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. So I returned it the next day, no problem. But I tried. I tried. Like, I'm like, you're a simple pump. You should just be able to fix it there. I'm
surprised I didn't void their warranty.
True. It kind of sucks, though, because it worked. Like, I went to my friend's house and was cutting big pieces of hickory.
So if it was a little bit, you know, thicker walled stuff, it might have held together?
I think it allowed a wider range of travel on the cylinder head than it should have. It may have been my own dumb, like, I'm just going to try to push this through, and I pulled it out a little bit too much. But that's in the construction. Like,
yeah, that should be worked out.
Yeah. I'm like, I can fix all of this if I rebuilt a bunch of it, which it's Harbor Freight. I expect to do that to stuff that came from it, but I'm like, you're fundamentally flawed, and I want my $150 back. I'll go chop wood.
Did you save the money for a real splitter?
I am the real splitter.
I am.
I got a 20-pound sledge and a nice maul. I can work the hardwood on that. On that.
That's a good one.
I'll go up there.
Be a great.
But you can
that
get
shit
a
burns.
Portion of the
burns so much better than the pine I've been burning.
Yeah.
Sausage too.
My burns cleaner than
it have the
pine too.
Stuff in it, like the big hot pot.
I imagine.
But
I took a couple of small sticks and lit them on fire in my fireplace, and they burned for like an hour and a half. I'm like, this is gonna be an easy winter.
Yeah, it was so good. I couldn't
like, fuck yeah.
They survived.
That,
they got better.
That,
they improved
the
place.
The fan is keeping the house comfy. 61 degrees is the coldest I've seen so far. Without trying.
That's
I am
cool.
Shocked when somebody says
still,
COVID.
Like, we got things to grow.
They thrived.
Oh, upstairs is like 80 degrees.
So many businesses
yeah.
That I've
it's like 80, 85. I'm trying to suck more heat out and send it down. So the fan's a max.
Yeah.
But what's happening is there's so many leaks.
Man,
it's like it's a giant colander, and I'm just...
The CFM doesn't matter.
Like,
it just comes out.
It matters because the basement's definitely warmer than it would be. The air going into the basement blows right on a piece of bedrock.
Why you got so many leaks?
It's an old house.
Because there's the old Cape house made in the 70s that's falling apart.
Why you got so many leaks? Because...
I
thought you meant from the ducting.
Oh,
yeah.
No, the ducting's been ripped out.
Oh.
My ducting that I installed.
Yeah, your ducting.
No, that's just perfect. It's,
okay.
It goes straight down into the basement through rounded steel, the most CFM setup I could possibly do. There's one branch off in the living room. where I cut a hole and it wouldn't let air out. The air's traveling so fast it doesn't escape.
Got to put a baffle in there.
In. So I made a baffle out of duct tape. I made a strip that goes rip right into the hole, and it blows the air out. And then I taped a 3-inch flexi pipe to it. So now it's on the floor in the living room, and I'm like, how do I want my air to blow? And it consistently blows out 72-degree air. So my living room is like, normally it's been like 66, 68. Now with the really cold temperature, 61. Nah, I gotta wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
That's not bad for not having to pay for any heat. Any.
You don't have any.
No propane going.
No propane, no.
Like you guys seen that little probe, that panel, it's like, oh, it's a little chilly. I turn it on, my cat lays in front of it, I warm my toes.
Yeah.
For 22 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not every day.
And then when it's really brick out and it's nasty, I foresee myself using all three panels. 66 cents an hour. Hmm. Which is, when it's really bad, like three tanks of propane.
Have you done any, what I got in the next is air seal, vapor seal, right? Because your biggest heat loss is in a house, other than, say,
the windows.
Windows like that,
yeah.
Are air losses into the ceiling.
You know how
the tops of walls.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You know how I check for air leaks? I light a blunt and I walk around with a red marker.
That's one way to do it.
And I mark where it gets sucked in. The upstairs, with the fan sucking all the air upstairs into the basement at full fucking power, I can see a little crack in the ceiling and I blow smoke at it, it still gets sucked out. So the air in general in my house is still coming up and leaving through the cracks. Even though I'm intentionally making a serious negative pressure upstairs. And a positive pressure in the basement, because all the vents downstairs that used to have ducting, I ripped the ducting out, and now all that air, like I said, blows on the bedrock, and the entire basement gets heated up to about 70 degrees, and then the air comes up,
blows
into the living room and the bathroom. Yeah.
You're normalizing on the bedrock. 45, 50 degrees?
Hmm?
Like, stable 45, 50 all year long, the rock over in the basement, right?
Mm-hmm. Except now, we're just coming out of summer. So it's still got the heat.
50-something.
It's going to be a little warmer, and as long as I can keep that heat up, this heating takes 2 full days to, like, nominalize. Mm-hmm. So if I turn that fan on, my nominal temperature for everything isn't achieved for 2 days. It's very slow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's steady. It's very steady, and it's very efficient. Like I said, no heating bill. Other than a little propane for comfort, I could easily accomplish with a blanket.
I was going to bring it up in the show, but I didn't. It was there was a study by some university group about doing passive cooling of houses, example being Southern California. And they were, it was just mostly engineering, propeller head shit. But what they wanted to do was like pull air out of the ground or the ground level and return air to it. But to get those convection currents, they're actually using that sort of tropical cooling on the roof to sort of cause some kind of convection in the room so there was no moving parts on it.
Well, that's kind
of
cool.
But it was just a little first generation of it. They're trying to develop more passive ways to cool houses in LA without doing 1,000 watts an hour.
Easy if you had like a southern exposure wall that
heated
up. And then you could have the green on the top, which
they're
would cause
using
a cool
differentials
spot.
To do
warm,
that.
Cool, instant circulation.
But then you have to design your whole house around that kind of crap, right?
You put the couch,
fan.
You ruined it.
I have a fan with a control switch.
You literally ruined the feng shui of the house.
You have to design the whole space. Yeah, more so than an earth house or whatever, earth ship.
Yeah, earth ship. My fucking fan upstairs is covered in a tomato plant. It's growing into each crack and crevice, and you can hardly see it anymore.
Wow.
And I just keep watering it. Now, the cool thing is, the tomato plant started in an ugly Lowe's bucket that was cut in half, and it's growing across this chain setup I set up in front of the vent, and it's working its way over to another cabinet, and it's got a nice decorative pot over there. I'm going to let it grow into the pot, fill it with dirt, and then once it's rooted, put the other pot right off. So that way I get rid of the ugly one, and now it will have a much larger dirt base. I have
Smart.
Two growing like that already, and the tomato trellis goes from about here to about here, and it's a solid like rectangle.
Damn,
like this.
Dude.
January tomatoes? You get January tomatoes?
I got them now.
That's cool.
So I'll have them.
Yeah. Last
like
year I had
desert living, but inside your house.
Last year I had trouble getting them to pollinate because at night it would get so cold that the tomato plants would no longer would it would stunt their pollen growth during the next day. So at night it's cold, next day you're fucked. So you have need a full 24 hours of warmth to get like the pollen steady. So
they're still tropical.
They're still tropical.
Now they're in the warmer room. That's always 80 degrees.
And you might get them to pollinate during.
They definitely do. They're definitely pollinating. I'm pulling tomatoes out.
That's
I'm going to be making all sorts of Thanksgiving treats with them.
Sauce.
That's really that's good. Cool. Actually, that's like
sausage.
Thanksgiving lasagne.
Loaf.
That's
my friend's making lasagna, and she invited me over, so I'm going to be making the sausage loaf.
That's fresh.
That's cool. That's cool.
Anybody wants to know how to make sausage loaf? You go to the store, you get your pizza dough, you lay it down on a tray, and then you shred mozzarella cheese over it, and then you put on cooked loose sausage, and then you wrap it up into one loaf, and then you bake it. End of story. Always a winner. No one says no.
Yeah, that's like full on witchcraft. People are like December tomatoes. Without a
no, that's the magic. I slice my tomatoes and I'll put them in there. And a slicer tube that you get has a tomato, so it's all cheese, sausage, tomato.
Sounds pretty good.
I like to make my flavors change when you eat like a loaf or something. So, like my meatloaf will have spinach run right through like one side of it. With an egg, to hold it all together and other stuff, so that like as you eat that one piece of loaf, you got your meat, then
that's
you got your
weird,
like,
dude.
Egg, and then you got your spinach. You, my meat, my loaves get taken on hikes. Like this is my
deal.
Well, that sausage loaf keeps forever in a backpack. Hell yeah, because it's a piece of bread, and it keeps like a piece of bread.
Oh,
except
I'll
you
keep,
got meat in the middle.
I'll keep the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Keep the recipe for hiking.
Scotch egg. If you can handle a heavy meal, a scotch egg is awesome.
Oh, scotch egg. With it's inside the thing.
It's an egg inside sausage. Deep fried.
I've seen that shit. That's like crazy.
Keep the recipe for hiking up maybe Slide Mountain? Maybe.
Okay.
And we'll leave nothing behind. Maybe except for one thing.
Like they did on the moon?
What did they leave behind on the moon?
Poop. 24 bags of poop.
Did they?
24, huh?
Did they mark it at least with the little hazmat thing?
Motherfucker, people want to go back now just to study the shit. Like, that shit is
gold.
Valuable.
Yeah.
They want to know how much life is developed in that poo on the surface.
You're right, yeah. You take that, freeze it up, and then start to...
Was weight they didn't account for to take back. So they're like, fuck it, we're just going to shit on the moon. It was... back then.
I bet, like, who...
It should be the same as what they took up.
The Indians or the Chinese? Because we ain't getting it.
Should be.
Well, a little less, since they breathe it out. But, yeah.
Americans seem to can't do space unless you're putting, like, internet on it.
Unless there's golfing involved, driving. Some shit. That's what we did.
Soviets got to space first. First man in space, first woman in space.
First chimpanzee in space.
But, motherfucker, we land on the moon. End of story, we're done.
We
did it first.
We drove cars on the moon. Beat them.
Yeah, we beat you.
And we brought rocks back. Rocks.
They figured out how to launch fuel. they figured out how to launch enough fuel to launch enough fuel to launch enough fuel to launch your shit.
Well, on the next step, though, I guess the next phase, second or third phase, is how to make fuel on the moon.
Hell yeah.
Get the water, crack it, the hydrogen oxide, you got fuel.
Yeah.
That's a mega project.
Get the water. What water?
The water.
The ice on the poles, where the hell is
it? There's water.
There's water there.
Especially collected in craters.
Craters.
And the water is blown basically off the surface of the sun. At least a lot of that's figured out, like just hydrogen bonds.
Yeah, that's the moon base's business is
whatever's in between, and then it's like here, lots of space generated out.
Coolest
water.
Gas station ever.
Well, it'll be more than a gas station, right?
Well,
You build things there?
Yeah.
Things that you that would be otherwise be prohibitive to build in
it
on
makes
Earth?
Sense because it's like shielded. You could like.
No, it's not shielded though.
It has no atmosphere, but yeah.
Oh, once you dig in.
Yeah. Once you dig in.
Once you dig in, you got a nice shielded spot, and it's low G. So you, theoretically, like. Everything that requires friction has less friction. An entire factory would be more efficient, would be less energy input for the same outputs.
All your stuff you got to bring up there a ton, less than.
But once it's up, but once it's up there,
let's just
you
start.
Will have an efficiency runaway problem.
Yeah,
I think
we can just
take over.
We can just start moving asteroids into orbit,
mm-hmm.
and
the moon
get
will
the,
become
get the
our
China.
It'll be AliExpress moon.
AliExpress the moon.
Wouldn't it be the moon would be China's new China?
Oh, well.
India's new India.
India's new India.
But we're going... No.
It'll be our new Mexico.
It'll be our new Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And not New Mexico, the state. Mexico, the country.
Country.
I got it. Texas put up barbed wire fences on the border with New Mexico.
I know. What the hell is that?
Why
about?
Though?
New. What? Not
Mexico.
No. Mexico. Fucking Scottsdale. Or no, that's Arizona. But fucking just
no,
New Mexico.
No,
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Do you want
a fucking Albuquerque.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green chili with that. That's New Mexico's.
Okay. And oh, okay. Well, now I understand the fences. I get it now. What the?
No, it doesn't make. Yeah, I don't know. Were they people sneaking over?
Yes,
there?
The immigrants coming into New Mexico were then making it into Texas.
So they're coming up and over.
Yeah, and that's why they're like we're walling off New Mexico.
I recall there's a mountain range between the two.
The Malpai, right?
It's a big mountain that you got to go over to drop into Las Cruces, and it.
Why wouldn't they just take your car at that
point? Snow up there, by
if
right,
you
right.
want to go analyze Abbott's little fucking brain to see what he's doing, you let me know.
It's a.
You, when you find his little Grinch hurt too.
Oh my God!
His little black heart.
His little tiny.
His Grinch. I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
So
no,
accurate.
It's accurate. It's accurate. Oh my God.
I know, right?
Tis the season. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Merry Christmas. I do that all the time. They make my somehow I become George Bailey a few times a year. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, it's a Tom's house, and it's a Tim's house. Well, I just wanted to say that Tom's a little bitch, and he can suck it.
What?
Because that's not what he would say. Although, same guy did Miracle on 34th Street, right?
Miracle on 34th, I don't know. Yes. The Frank Capra movies of happiness. A happy ending.
Well,
so. Well, I don't
feel good.
Yeah,
I just know that, like, these letters are real. They're all real, and they're believing this man.
I don't know, they play them every fucking Christmas.
They
to the exclusion of every other Christmas movie. Like Die Hard.
Or Home Alone.
Die Hard.
Hey, look, I watched Die Hard 100 times before I watched It's a Wonderful Life, okay? Jill sat me down and made me watch It's a Wonderful Life one Christmas, and I'm like, oh, okay, that was...
It took you that long to watch that film? They have it on every fucking
I know,
year.
And I avoided it like the plague.
Damn, dude.
Because they had it on every year. I'm like,
it's a good film.
Yes.
But... I would watch it every single year.
I can watch that movie maybe one or two more times in my life just to get it in. Like, okay, that's good. But, yeah, fuck yeah, Die Hard. It ain't Christmas till fucking Hans falls from the Nakatomi Tower.
That's right.
You ever see the they have an advent calendar now. He starts falling at the top and staying on. There's like chocolates all the way down.
That's a great product. There you go. Dude, we can have that manufactured on demand.
Dude, one day I had a one day I gave someone the Die Hard coloring book for Christmas, and it was Christmas themed and shit. And like, it's like, oh, he killed the one guy's brother. Draw on his face how you think that makes him feel.
So sick.
almost was to connect the dots, but then you get to give him like a frowny face.
That's a good theme. Oh my god, that's great.
No, no, the ho 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 guy. That was a connect the dots.
I gotta go home on that note, but that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're breaking it up.
Eminem.
That was a good song.
Yeah. Ryan's making fucking old man noises. It's time to go.
Oh, shit, that wasn't even out of accident. What the hell?
There you go.